The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How about you?
Excellent, excellent. Let's talk about wildfires. How much of the country is prone to wildfires?
Well, you hear about them occurring in the grasslands, the prairies, and the western states most, but wildfires can happen anywhere in the U.S. and typically in summer, fall, and winter. They're also prone to occur whenever conditions are very dry, and as you know, much of the country is experiencing drought.
Yeah, especially California, where it's just awful.
It is, and these fires are fueled by weather, wind, and dry underbrush.
So your landscaping isn't just the pretty face of your home. It can be a line of defense against fire.
Exactly, exactly, Gil. So the keys are choosing the right plants, putting plants where they can do the most good, and, of course, maintaining them. And if you live where wildfires are a possibility, you can set up these fire defense zones that make it easier for firefighters to put out these fires.
Interesting. Okay, let's talk about these zones. What are they?
Okay, well, there's two. And zone one is the area within about 30 feet of your house that gives firefighters the room to fight a fire. So in the first 4 feet out from your house, you can put in hardscaping like flagstone, gravel, and pavers, obviously things that aren't flammable. And then you can follow and plant low-growing and less dense shrubs like azaleas. And if you can keep trees out of the zone, it's a great idea because fire can jump from branches. But also, when trees are too close to your home, the branches can knock against your roof and gutters, and that causes other kind of damage to your exterior anyway.
Right. Okay, so that's zone one. What's two?
Well, this is an area that extends about 100 feet from your home. And as much as possible, you want to space out trees and shrubs in this area so they're not too dense. And zone two is also a good place to install wide paths. Those can act as fire breaks. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it goes without saying, but if you keep petroleum tanks and wood piles, try and keep them outside of this zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about fences. What about fences?
Yeah, that's another good one. If you have a wood fence, look for where it attaches to your house because you'd want to replace 3 feet of any fence section that abuts your house with a metal material.
Okay, and what maintenance should you do on your landscape to help defend against fire?
Well, first and foremost, you want to deprive the flames of fuel. So you want to keep the grass short and irrigated, remove tree branches lower than 6 feet because fires tend to start low and rise. Mm-hmm. And similarly, don't plant shrubs directly under trees because they can combust and the fire will rise up the tree. Remove weeds, especially ones taller than 6 inches. Again, use rock rather than wood mulch. And that helps to repel fire, but it also deters insects like termites and can help with rainwater damage. And then, of course, you want to keep your yard, your porch, your gutters free of leaves, branches, dead plants, and debris, all of which is going to burn quickly. And if there is a fire threat, take any furniture and decor off your porches and decks, even the welcome mat.
Even the welcome mat, okay.
Even the welcome mat, yeah.
Don't want to welcome the fire, I guess. Earlier you mentioned fire-resistant plants. Now, what are those?
Well, I just want to first say that there's no landscaping that's fireproof, but some plants, grasses, and mulches are slower to burn, and that means more time to save your home. So let me start with the plants to avoid. Those are the ones that have stems that contain wax, terpenes, or oils, which are super flammable. And these kind of plants include junipers, hollies, eucalyptus, and pines. And, of course, bark mulch is also very flammable, so if you must use it, keep it wet, or even better, use gravel, decorative rock, or bark and rock combinations. But the fire-resistant plants are things like azaleas, boxwood, hydrangeas, succulents, and burning bushes.
Okay, burning bushes. These are not the biblical kind.
No, and it's sort of ironic that burning bushes are relatively fire-resistant.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's best to plant plants that do great in your particular climate zone and in low water conditions. So how can you find the right plants for your area?
Well, you can Google your local cooperative extension office. These departments are typically associated with universities, and they can advise you on plant species that are good for conditions in your area of the country.
Okay. Seems like another thing you should include in your yard are rain barrels.
Yes, definitely, Gil. You want to keep plants green and moist to make them, of course, less flammable. But you want to be thoughtful about the water shortage. So capturing rainwater with a rain barrel to keep your plants healthy is a great idea. And we'll have more info on setting up and using rain barrels at houselogic.com/radio.
All right, Christina. Thank you, as always.
You bet. Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.